So buy Cruz, sell Trump. That's not a bumper sticker, although it could be, in which case the campaign can make out its royalty checks to the Texas Standard. It's just to point out that amid all the thunder about New Hampshire and Iowa, Texas's junior senator, it must be remembered, has spent a huge part of his time over the past several months cultivating the states of the former Confederacy, where all told nearly half of the delegates needed for nomination are up for grabs. One would call that the Southern strategy, but I think Nixon may have claimed that one for the ages. The point still, the key to the conventions is the South. And if you're Hillary Clinton, you're going to need all those delegates that the South has to offer. But what does she do now? This much the numbers tell us. Young women did not embrace the overt appeal to vote for a women candidate. That didn't happen yesterday. The presumptive Democratic frontrunner, what does she do? Well, Karen Tumulty is a native Texan, perhaps better known nationwide as one of the sharpest political writers in the country. She's also a national political correspondent, of course, for the Washington Post and a regular contributor to PBS news programs. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
It's great to be here. I just wish I were actually in Texas as opposed to up here in New Hampshire where it's awfully cold.
Yes, we've been watching the pictures. So what about this argument that he's from next door and that was why Bernie Sanders took it all? What do you think?
It's absurd. The fact is, it isn't like Hillary Clinton didn't have 100% name ID here and, by the way, won this state primary 8 years ago. So, you know, it was a rationale. It was not a reason.
What do you think was the reason then? Is it that she doesn't have a cohesive message? Is there something going wrong with the ground game? What accounts for the performance last night and what does it mean for moving forward?
Well, I do think that the first two states were kind of ideal for Bernie Sanders and his message. They are largely, you know, homogeneous populations. They're relatively small states. But I do think, and her campaign will acknowledge, that she's got a message problem. The campaign, you know, operationally is functioning quite well. And in fact, it saved her in Iowa. But she's got a message that does not sound big enough or bold enough up against Bernie Sanders. And there is going to be some real retooling of that message as the campaign now moves south and west and into some bigger and more diverse states. And Texas, by the way, is a very big part of that. Don't forget, she, you know, did quite well in Texas 8 years ago. You're going to be hearing her, the campaign tells me, talk a lot about her experiences in Texas going back to 1972 when she was here as a worker for the George McGovern
Once
campaign.
A Texan, always a Texan. You just can't get that out of your
exactly.
system.
Exactly. But, and you know, that she was registering Latinos to vote. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be, at least the campaign is promising, a very different message and one that is very, very geared toward African-American and Latino voters.
This is intriguing to me because, you know, when a lot of people think about Texas, the context is often as the reddest of the red states, and its importance on the national stage as being primarily as a driver of conservative ideas and ideology and the message and so on and so forth. But it sounds like what you're saying here is that as we look at the so-called SEC primaries, that Texas may actually play an outsized role in the Democratic side of things.
It certainly will. And the other thing to remember, and this is crucial to remember, one of the things that is different about the Democratic Party's primary process and the Republicans is that at some point, and this is after Texas, after March 15th, the Republican primaries become winner-take-all, which means you win the state by one vote, you get all the delegates. In the Democratic one, all the way down the line, every single state, these delegates get apportioned according to the vote you get. So what that means is it's a longer grind for these candidates. You can't rack up those totals. And Bernie Sanders, who is just now becoming known on the national stage, has a gigantic and self-perpetuating money machine here. He's got a lot of small donors. For the first time in January, he actually outraised Hillary Clinton. So he is going to keep, even if she starts racking up these victories, he's going to continue to pick up delegates, and he is going to continue to have the money to keep his message out there. So you're going to be seeing a lot of advertising. Interestingly enough, one of the first places they are going to today with their new ads is Oklahoma. which does not sound like Bernie Sanders territory.
Right.
But the Sanders campaign says that they think that if you're still a Democrat in Oklahoma, you're pretty liberal.
That's interesting. That's an interesting way to think about things. Karen Tumulty is a native Texan. She is also national political correspondent for The Washington Post. Thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you.